Connor McKenna. Super talented kid. You know my thoughts on all the Irish boys, Whisper. I reckon it's one of the great untapped resources still. They have a big impact. He's a super talent. He went home and has not returned at this particular stage. Concerns, of course, because he's so important to the way that Essendon want to play their footy. Declan Bogue is a journalist for the Belfast Telegraph. He's on the inside out there and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Declan. Very nice to have you on. What can you tell us about Connor? Let me just hit you first up with a question that all Essendon fans want to know the answer to, and that is, do you think he will return and play for Essendon, and if so, when?
I can't. These things are never certain. You can only go by what the sniffles and the bits and pieces that they get now. But number one, if he was coming home to Ireland, he'd be coming home with the idea that he was going to play for Tyrone, right? He hasn't been training at Tyrone. He has been training at Agassiz Club. And, you know, just to give you a flavour of how local that is, Agassiz is a place that may not be more than about 500 people in. I'm from actually the next parish, as it happens, and similar situation. A village with no more than 500 people. I would actually be coaching our club, and we're hoping that Conor McKenna does back Essendon because they're actually playing at the same level as us this year coming. So, what all the indications are, look, he'd be back in Essendon. He'd be playing this season. Whether he stays beyond the season or not is another thing altogether, but certainly the vibes and definitely he's going back. He's just having a little bit of bother with homesickness. It's just got in them, and he just needs a wee bit of time to clear his head.
So you think his head's cleared now? Do you think when will Essendon people see him back here in Melbourne?
I can't answer that because it's so open-ended with him in the club. In some ways, it's absolutely brilliant what Essendon have given him, this wee bit of a breather. The club could be very selfish and say, no, you're on the contract and you have to play. It's a forward thinking, it's a very empathetic move by them. But, say, for example, like, I think he'd be back sooner on, I think he'd be back in the next week or two.
Is he?
That's your question.
It's a really important time of a pre-season here in the AFL. What sort of training has he been doing? Has he been training for a return, or do you think he's just sort of been training as a means of just sort of keeping himself moderately fit?
Well, he would be in the gym, and you know, he would be in the gym, but he's also training with the local Irish club, but he sort of broke ranks with against Eden Dork, remember, before the start of the winter, Essendon didn't particularly like that much. So he's back training with them. He is back training with them. The reports are he's found some training. He's a very positive influence on all the people around him, and they feed off his energy. He just loves playing football. Over the 200-yard runs, he's by far the fittest, but maybe some of the exercises, the Gaelic football exercises, interval running, he wouldn't be that much ahead. And in some cases, he might even be behind some players. Obviously, your level of fitness in a professional sport was expected to be better, but it is a different sport in that you might make a 200-yard run on an oval pitch, and then you could be taken off an interchange, and your heart rate could be brought back down to 50 or 60. Whereas in Gaelic football, there's no way out of, not unless, you get your five substitutes and that's it. Go.
Hey, Declan, we haven't got the greatest of line, mate, so we're going to just wind it up. We appreciate you joining us. We get the sense that you think you'll be back, and that is a good thing. So thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Okay, no problem at all. Thank you.